This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
Welcome back. Alex Jones here with Jesse Lee Peterson. But getting back to this point, because I studied this actually, and Peterson can criticize Louis Farrakhan. I disagree with a lot of what Louis Farrakhan says. But one thing Louis Farrakhan said was is that black Americans, particularly, should have their own banks, their own grocery stores, their own businesses for their own communities to have their own strengths. And visit other people's businesses, do that as well. But if you really want to empower people, don't get welfare from the government. Create your own society, your own system. And that's what segregation and Jim Crow created, whether you were in Illinois or New York or North Carolina or Tennessee or Texas or, you know, Kentucky or Alabama, was people actually got successful because they had their own system. And under globalism, we don't even have our own country. We have the New World Order dictating. Trump's trying to have us have our own country. And Trump is, believe me, I know him well and his people. He wants to empower everybody. He doesn't want these divisions. He wants to be the guy that turns it all around and brings us together. And so you see the Democrats pushing the most racist, divisionary systems. I believe in America, Jesse Lee Peterson. I believe we're going to turn against this. I believe Trump's going to win big. What do you think?
I believe so, too. I think that the Democrats are so angry and so blind that they can't see that they're exposing themselves. And with all this violence and all this crime and stuff that's going on, they are scaring people to death because they're revealing who they really are. So I believe that the president will be reelected another 4 more years. And you mentioned the banks and things like that. When you're in a community, it's natural to start a business. It's natural to have a bank, to have a school, to have a store. That's what we did in Alabama. But because black people are so, and not all, but most, they have not, the family have been destroyed, so the fathers are not there to set that example. If black people were not angry, if they had families, if they their parents taught them to work, you would naturally have businesses in the black community. You wouldn't have to beg people to go there. You would provide good services. But because the men are not setting that example as they did when I was growing up, The crime is out of control in the urban cities across the country. Black people are afraid to open a business because they're afraid of being robbed by other black people. It's not the white person that they're afraid of. It's the blacks that they're afraid of. And so you don't have black businesses there because of that. Out of control crime and people are not working in the manner that they're working. They were working before the Chinese virus, thanks to President Trump, but they're not working and putting back. But you naturally put back wherever you live. It has nothing to do with racism.
What do you think the real numbers are with Kanye and all of it? Do you think black folks are waking up? How do you think they're going to vote?
You're going to get more and more black people voting for the Republican Party than we've gotten in years, in a long time. Because of President Trump and because of Kanye West, that's why he's hated right now. Kanye is influencing a lot of millennials.
Oh, I can tell you, I know personally, Kanye's awake. He knows what's going on.
Yes, but they're trying to make him look crazy. They're accusing him of being off because he's having an influence within the black community.
All because he's broken free from the plantation, literally.
Yes, that's right. He's pulling those black votes away from the Democratic Party. And the worst thing that can happen to the Democratic Party is to lose black votes. If they lose the black votes, the party is over. That's why they're trying to bring the Hispanics in and all that, because they're trying to stay relevant. If the blacks leave, they won't be relevant, and that's why they hate Kanye West or anyone who influenced black people to wake up.
And I think if they have the COVID lockdown, we're going to blame Trump. Everybody I know knows the Democrats did the lockdown and did this.
Yeah, and it's the Democratic states where you really can't move about if you listen to the Democrats, because they don't want the Chinese virus to end. They want it to be there. They want to hold it there until election time, so that they can blame, as you said, blame President Trump for it. Anything that the president is for, it doesn't matter how good it is, Alex. Anything the president is for, they are against it. Jesus Christ could come down if the president is for him, they're going to be against him. But if the president says, oh, I don't like Jesus, they'll be for him.
Well, that's why some say he came up with the vaccine was to get them to back off of it. Looks like that's happening. Suddenly, Democrats were against the vaccine because he came out for it. I'm like, wow.
That's right.
Yeah, well, 60 seconds. Jesse Lee Peterson, stay there. 60 seconds.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing. And admittedly, with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps, people realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Joseph Watson takes over in T-minus 14 minutes. But right now, the legendary Jesse Lee Peterson of JesseLeePeterson.com and RebuildingTheMan.com is going to host a segment of Alex Jones. He's agreed to do it. He's taking over right now. Jesse Lee Peterson.
So this, imagine this, folks. I am now sitting in the seat of Alex Jones. It doesn't get any better than that. That's amazing. By the way, I want you to know that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. It's not about color. It's not about men and women. It's about right versus wrong. It's not about racism. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeat-dad-ism, or white supremacism, or anti-Semitism. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. And that's what it's all about. And for the men, you have been given a responsibility by God to love him with all your heart, soul, and might. If you want a family, get married, love your wife, and guide your wife and children in the right way to go to protect them from evil. But when you're not there and you're not guiding your family, it's easy for the liars, the children of the lie, to take over. It's not about racism. Stop falling for the crap. It's not about anti-Semitism or sexism and an autism. It's about right versus wrong. So we got to rebuild the family. Men, you got to stand up, because when you're weak, it's over for the family. We got to reestablish that family. And this whole thing about Black Lives Matter means nothing. To say the words Black Lives Matter means nothing. It's just a form of controlling you. As I said to Alice earlier, I never imagined that one day we will see a day when grown Christian men and women, police officers, people from the armed forces are bowing down to far left, liberal, radical, hateful, fat black lesbian. What the? I can't believe it. That's amazing to see that. We got to stop it. These people are literally burning down our cities, our towns, destroying businesses. There have been black people who have died as a result of this terrorist attack upon America. They don't care about life. They don't care about people. Look at Chicago. Chicago crime is through the roof. And it's not about Floyd either. What was Floyd's first name? George Floyd. We just saw a video this morning put out by the Daily Mail that George Floyd resisted arrest. He resisted. And that's why he's dead today. It's not because of some police brutality or black people under attack by the white man or systemic racism. Floyd resisted arrest, and he seemed to be on some type of drug, and it's being reported that he was high on something. And so it was about that. But they don't want you to know that, because they want to use that as to cry racism so that they can cause you to become afraid and not stand up for the country and for what is right. We got to stand together. It's good against evil. So you have to overcome evil and stand up with good and fight it. Otherwise, it's over. And men, you are needed. You are needed. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. There is no way else to go. America is the greatest country on this side of heaven, given to us by God. We have to protect it. All races of men and women, we got to stand up and protect our country. There's no way else to go. Not that I'm aware of. And we will have South Africa in America if you don't stand up. They're coming for your land. They've already taken your institutions like schools and they're letting it, prisons out of jail. And they're coming for your land next because they see that you will not stand up. And if you doubt me, talk to some white people from South Africa and decent blacks from there. They know what's going on. And some of them cannot believe that we're allowing it to happen in this country. We got to re-elect President Trump. We have no other choice. We got to re-elect him. We must rebuild the family. Men, you got to come out of your mama's closet, out of your mama's basement, go out and deal with life because the world needs you. We got to restore it. So I want you to check us out at RebuildingAMan.com. I love what Alice is doing. We need more of this. He has a great team on his network. We need more. We got to save this country. If they get rid of Donald Trump, then it's over for America. Because once they take over, they are about power and wealth. If you listen to them, they're not about restoring the family. They're not about getting rid of socialism. They're about bringing it in. They're about tearing down the true history of America and bringing in a false history. There's a school right now, there's a government, I believe it's Michigan or somewhere, they want to stop teaching history and bring in a false history. They want to teach about black slavery or something dumb and LGBTQ. They want to do everything they can to demoralize you. And that's how they control you, because you cannot control a moral people or person. You have to demoralize them in order to control them. I'm talking with men and women from around the world, all around the world. And it's the same. If you destroy that family, you destroy the souls of the kids. You can control them. So we got to take back our schools.
Yes, as I said, you're taking over and I'm listening here riveted. You're right. That's actually, you're right. Michigan and Illinois. I was looking this morning. A bunch of states are saying get rid of history, period. And if a bunch of multinational corporations that run slave camps in China, like Apple and Nike, if we'll hate ourselves, they'll come in and take us over. If we don't stand up for ourselves and say, no, we're good. We're not bad. We're proud of America. We have a great history. Yeah. All of us together. How dare you? I mean, I see them trying to collapse America and the dollar. And say the Chinese currency will be the new currency. I mean, yeah. these people are working against their own country, even though most Democrats aren't even going to be successful if this happens. It's going to destroy them, but somehow they were taught to hate a country that gave them so much. It's just people come here though from other countries, and they're happy. With all our problems, we're still the best country on earth.
That's right, man. Look at the basketball team. They're going over to China, and they're protecting China. But they come back home to America and they kneel during the national anthem. Where is their love? Which country do they love better, America or China? We got to stop supporting
these
teams.
That's right. Maybe 15, 20 black men are killed by cops wrongly every year. There are some bad cops. It's sad. We're against it. You get hundreds of thousands of blacks killed, you know, by other blacks. They don't care. And it's all terrible. And then literally all these millionaires bow down, but they won't even criticize China with slave camps in any way. How pathetic is that? Because here's the thing. It's not those black players' fault. It's the owners of the teams that put Black Lives Matter on the court and are telling them to say that so they can hide their Chinese death camps under the guise of, oh, we're with black people, so we're not racist. That's all. They're using black people as the shield for their evil communist support.
That's right. That's why I said black people haven't always been that way. They were on the side of good, and I remember growing up that way. But because they have been so demoralized, the family had been destroyed.
Let me ask you this. My dad grew up with a lot of black folks in East Texas, and so did I. But they were like super Christian, super successful, and super neurotic about standing up for themselves. And had their how did it totally shift like that?
Well, they did, as I said, when they took the fathers out of the home. And the blacks, they start catering to the women and children by giving them free stuff, free government welfare checks. And this black race hustlers like Jesse Jackson and others became the head of the people.
They took the fathers out, and it was over.
Yeah. And if you pay attention, that's what's happening to the white family as well.
Oh, yeah, it's happening. I
guarantee you. I guarantee you, if those black guys that are kneeling, if they had decent fathers and mothers in their homes, they would not be kneeling. They would not be giving into that type of evil. They would love their country. And the only way this is going to end, the sports fans, they got to stop supporting the sports. They got to stop pulling their money, buying these people's stuff, because as long as you pay them, they're never going to do right. But if you can let them see that they're wrong by not supporting them, there's a change will come. It's about the power. It's about the money and the wealth. It's not about anything else.
And it's the big corporations allied with China that killed five times what Hitler did, telling us we're bad. No, you're bad, Communist China. Disley Peterson, right. Join us again very soon. RebuildingTheMan.com. We love you. We love seeing you on Owen, and we really appreciate you spending time with us, sir.
Thank you, man. Owen, it's amazing. I love going on there with you. Thank you so much, Alex. I love what you're doing, and anything we can do to help, let me know, all right?
Well, anytime you want to fly out with your crew and co-host the show for a couple of days, please come. Jesse Peterson, God bless you.
I will. Thank you. You too, buddy.
All right, another man on fire. That's what they hate. All right, Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, takes over straight ahead. Stay with us. And then the War Room in 45 minutes with Owen Schroyer. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and the scientific dictatorship of the elite continues to sink in its talons that bit deeper. I'm here in Spain, where the wearing of a face mask is mandatory, not just inside public buildings, not just inside any kind of building, but even on the street, it's the law. You have to wear a face mask everywhere you go. You can only take it off when you're eating at a restaurant, basically, even if you want to go to the toilet. You have to put on a face mask to make that 20-yard journey to the toilet. And who's going to be enforcing this new regime of face mask tyranny? As Dr. Birx, as we had the article yesterday, now suggests that Americans may have to wear face masks inside their own homes. Who's going to enforce that? Who's going to enforce it inside travel hubs, inside airports? Well, it looks like it's going to be done by our artificially intelligent robotic friends. We have a video regarding this, which we're going to roll here in a second. Headline: robot uses face scanning AI to ask people to wear a mask. A robot normally used to provide customer service now has a new mission: scanning your face with AI technology to check whether you're wearing a mask and asking you very nicely to put one on. Let's go ahead and roll the clip. Here it is.
Oh, hi, Pepper.
Bonjour, Pepper.
Hey, Pepper.
Hi, Pepper.
Hi, Pepper.
Thank you. Not
wearing a mask. Please make sure to take a mask from the table. Thank you. Now, that is Softbank Robotics Europe. And if you're just hearing the audio, you didn't see the video. Basically, it's a video demonstration which shows the robot scanning people's faces and then telling individuals not wearing a mask to put one on while thanking those who have complied. Because as we know, they're the good people. They're the righteously indignant people. And it also gives them an excuse, as we've seen over the past couple of months now, to viciously attack people in public, or at least spit and scream in their face. We're going to get into another story on that score later in the show. But Engadget reports, using an image recognition AI and single-shot detector, Pepper, the cutesy robot, can scan the faces of up to five people at once. On Pepper's tablet, a green circle will appear around an image of anyone wearing a mask, and a red circle will appear around the image of anyone without a mask, which is very coincidentally the same technology that we saw in terms of gait analysis and facial recognition of people not properly engaging in social distancing. You probably remember that video from a couple of months back where it shows an alert going off if people are walking too close to one another, which in turn mirrors the social credit score in China, where if people, for example, jaywalk, cross the road too early, a big red box appears around their head, their face is scanned into the system, and then maybe they'll be punished. Maybe they won't be able to buy train tickets, airplane tickets. Maybe they won't be able to renew their driver's license, use a bus, use public transport whatsoever. Maybe they'll get their rights to use the internet taken away entirely because they've been very naughty boys and girls. But the company, in the case of this Pepper AI robot, asserts that no personal data is used or stored because, of course, you can trust giant corporations to securely store your data. Not gone wrong with that, has it? Although face scanning technology is widely used by both companies and governments in dictatorial states like China to enforce compliance and punish social credit score dissidents, as I just explained. Now, of course, this high priestess of the mask cult is all being forced into place, despite the fact that experts in numerous other countries, such as the Netherlands and Sweden, say that the masks are pointless. And this is the point that I've made over and over again. You will notice the people who wear the masks completely ignore social distancing to the point where they not only brush up against you, they get right in your face and start spitting and snarling at you if you're not wearing a mask. They're touching the mask, they're adjusting it, they're touching surfaces. Some people have argued that this mask compliance regime could actually be making coronavirus worse. But experts in the Netherlands and Sweden have said that masks are basically pointless. I'm going to get onto that article in a minute. And as I write in this article, in a wider context, the mask has become a symbol of compliance while also facilitating many to virtue signal and express righteously indignant and sometimes violent vitriol towards refuseniks. And in fact, we have another case of that today. This, of course, is hot on the heels of numerous confrontations inside Walmarts, inside supermarkets. And of course, the example in California where a couple trying to have a peaceful picnic in the park, again, completely on their own, not near anyone, were confronted and maced in the face by an elderly woman because they weren't wearing a mask. Didn't matter that they were in a park on their own trying to eat a picnic. Apparently now you have to wear a mask even while you're eating. Otherwise you might get maced in the face by a mask-wearing NPC. Now we have this headline out of the UK. London, man with mask not fully covering his face lectures woman about not wearing mask. And there's a video in this article. A video shot in the London Underground shows a man wearing an ill-fitting mask that isn't even fully covering his mouth, aggressively lecturing another woman for not wearing a mask. So I was just minding my own business when the mask police came to attack, tweeted the woman involved in the confrontation. And he's effing and blinding, he's screaming obscenities at her. He's spitting and snarling as he walks up to her, gets, you know, within the bounds of social distancing. He's got some kind of dyed blue beard. The mask isn't even covering his face. His mouth is hanging out of the bottom of it. And this is the guy who set himself up as the warden. The warden for the other prisoners. Another commuter then attempts to intervene by saying, "Leave her alone," to which the blue bearded man responds, "No, put an effing mask on." So we see these confrontations every single day. They only appear to be getting more violent. They only appear to be escalating to an even greater degree. Of course, we had the video yesterday of a couple. The female partner threw a hot coffee on a man simply because they had a debate or an argument about mask wearing. So these people literally feel emboldened because they're the good people, right? This is like the IRL version of virtue signaling. I'm a good person. I'm wearing the mask. I'm conforming. I'm obeying. I'm complying. Not only does that give me the right to strut around like I'm some kind of super class, it gives me the right to get in your face and violently attack you. This is how these people think, and we're emboldening a society full of them, and it's only going to get worse. I'm going to talk about what's happening in the UK in the next segment, where people are so panicked by coronavirus in some tourist hotspots, they're literally leaping out of the way of people walking in the opposite direction. We're going to get that some more on the other side of the break. Summit.news, don't go.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, there is no population that has been more terrorized by COVID-19 hysteria than that in the United Kingdom. There was an Ipsos Mori poll recently which found that 68% of Brits were very concerned about the threat coronavirus poses to their health, compared to 28% who were just fairly concerned. But that's not the big enchilada here. This is absolutely insane. There was a separate survey, and I'm reading here from the Spiked article, the British public has been terrorized. There was a separate survey which found, get this, on average, the British public believes 7% of the UK population has died from coronavirus. That would amount to a death toll of nearly 5 million. Okay, so the real figure of people who have died from coronavirus in the UK, bearing in mind that, according to the studies, 85% plus of them would have died anyway from other serious illnesses within a few weeks, the official COVID-19 death toll in the UK is 50,000. And yet the population of the country believes that 5 million people have died from it. How on earth do they believe that? What's the explanation? It's the constant drumbeat of terror, hysteria, and propaganda from the mainstream media. To the point, which I highlight in the article, Corona Paranoia, panicked UK resident describes leaping out of the way to avoid tourists. To the point where people are afraid to leave their homes because they think that this second wave is already in effect and that this virus is raging and that it's already killed 5 million people in the United Kingdom. Absolutely insane. And this is the consensus viewpoint, by the way. Every single poll that you look at finds 75-80% plus of people not only want lockdown to continue, they want it to be more draconian than it ever was in the first place. I mean, you've got to give the media credit. They've really terrorized people to no extent with this corona paranoia. And I'm going to get onto the actual average death figures in the UK, which are below normal, even including the COVID deaths. But this story is funny, to say the least. Corona paranoia panicked UK resident describes leaping out of the way to avoid tourists. So you have a bunch of people from the UK avoiding travelling abroad, because now our government has said that they'll have to quarantine for 2 weeks when they come back. I'll have to do that personally, because I'm coming back from Spain, which within, you know, a tweet they put on the list of unsafe countries, even though the UK has more coronavirus cases than Spain. So I've got to submit to a potential home visit from the scientific dictatorship when I get back to check that I'm squirreled away in my own home. You're not even allowed to go out and buy groceries under this quarantine law. You have to get somebody else to do it, or you have to get them delivered. You're not even allowed to go out and exercise for 2 weeks. You're a literal house prisoner within your own home for 2 weeks. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at this point if we start following the example of Singapore, who yesterday announced that they would be putting tracker bracelets on people as if they were prisoners when they came into the country. That's the next step. But a story out of the UK, so all these people from within the UK, because they're so terrified of going abroad, they're having staycations. People from London or the major cities are going out to the countryside areas, to the seaside areas. And much of the population, the resident population in those tourist areas, are so panicked at this influx of tourists, which is not massive, by the way. It's probably slightly above normal standards. But they're so panicked by seeing this wave of potential infected patients heading their way. They're literally leaping out of the way in the street. The Independent report asserts that the general consensus amongst residents is abject fear of staycation tourists pouring into the region and infecting them with COVID-19, despite the fact that daily deaths from the virus in the UK have slowed to a trickle. Complaining that visitors to the region were not properly social distancing, and this is the region of Cornwall, which is on the south coast of the United Kingdom, one female resident described physically leaping out of the way of people in sheer terror. She said, "My shielding is paused from today, but I'm too scared to go out. Tried walking into town a couple of times, but no social distancing at all. I was constantly doubling back, leaping out of the way, and panicking just to keep my distance from the hordes. It's horrifying." She's literally indoctrinated herself by so much hysteria over the past 5-6 months. That she's afraid of people walking towards her in the opposite direction. Even though most of them are now wearing masks anyway, because you can't even go in a shop in the UK without wearing a mask. Another resident in St. Ives said she was too scared to go food shopping due to more people visiting supermarkets and had told her children to avoid the main shopping street. They see a perfect example on screen now of a Karen who is literally waving her walking sticks around in front of her as if she was going to swing a cat to get the appropriate distance and screaming at people to stay away from her. This is abject mind control on a level I've never seen before. And if they can get, you know, 80% of people in polls to support this, or at least a lighter version of this, I mean, we got a lot of work to do. The story illustrates how some have become so hysterical in response to the constant drumbeat of media alarmism surrounding coronavirus that they are literally terrified of other people coming anywhere near them. And you've all probably had one of these experiences by now, especially with people wearing masks who think they can just bowl into you, apparently. Because I was in a restaurant, tried to get past a person, politely asked them to move out of the way twice. They didn't listen, so I walked past them, didn't even brush past them, and what was the response? Snarling arrogance. That's not social distancing. Meanwhile, people are literally leaping out of the way. People literally think that 5 million people in the United Kingdom have died from coronavirus. It's actually 50,000, 80% plus of whom would have died anyway. Yes, every death is a tragedy, but you have to consider that. Meanwhile, the actual death figures in the UK on average are lower than normal, including coronavirus. This is out of lockdownskeptics.org. Deaths below 5-year average for 6 weeks in a row. Bearing in mind, more people in the UK died during the 2017-18 flu season than the whole coronavirus death toll from flu. Did we lock down our society? Did we cripple our economy? Did we grease the skids for this massive mental illness problem that's going to blow back in our faces time and time again? No, we didn't, because as humans, we have immune systems, and old people unfortunately die. But now apparently we can't accept that. We no longer have immune systems and old people don't die. Today's ONS release, this is the Office of National Statistics in the UK, has deaths from novel coronavirus in England and Wales continuing to fall. There are a total of 8,891 deaths registered in England and Wales in the week to July 24th. That's 161 fewer than the 5-year average of 9,052. This is the 6th week in a row that deaths have been below the 5-year average. They're out there in the media hysterically claiming that we're undergoing a second wave. The government's locking down different cities from time to time, places like Blackburn, places in Manchester, due to a tiny, almost inconsequential spike in coronavirus cases, almost all of which is accounted for because there's more testing of coronavirus. And yet they're locking us down once again. The screws are tightening. The masks are going on. And we have less average deaths than over a 5-year period. Absolutely incredible. The success, you have to hand it to the media. They've had great success in absolutely terrorizing people over this virus, which in the United Kingdom has killed less people than flu did in the 2017-18 flu season. Yet we have a population of NPC drooling idiots who have swallowed this whole and literally believe that 7% of the population has died from coronavirus. Absolutely incredible. Don't go away. Summit.news.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit Top News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm going to roll another video here in a second called Why I Wear My Mask, which is a kind of satirical take on all this before I get into some more final news stories. First, I want to direct your attention to InfoWarsStore.com because, yes, it is still necessary. Despite the fact that the media apparently now thinks that humans don't have functioning immune systems, it is still very necessary to keep your immune system strong, which is why we have the Reopen America Back to School specials, up to 60% off and double Patriot points on a whole bunch of excellent products that you know and love. We have the InfoWars Life Select storable food. If you don't have at least 6 months storable food at this point with everything that's going on in the world, you have to be a little bit insane. I mean, governments, massive corporations have huge seed vaults and bunkers full of food. The fact that you wouldn't even have a 6 month supply would be absolutely crazy. And we have it at low, low prices and excellent quality at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products such as Survival Shield X3. Again, that's 50% off as part of this special. The BioTrue Selenium. Bodies, the excellent joint supplement support product, all at massive discounts right now, including Brain Force, the excellent nootropic, 50% off as part of this new sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us. Support your own immune system, because whatever the media says, you do actually need to have a functioning immune system. So please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to come back and talk about what's happening in Sweden, what's happening in Australia with this lockdown. But first, we're going to go to this short video called Why I Wear My Mask. Here it is.
Oh,
My apologies. I was wearing my mask because I just got back from a full day of being a good person. I love my mask because it's a simple yet effective way to display my righteousness. Am I concerned that two children in China dropped dead because they were forced to wear masks in gym class? Nope. Am I concerned that we're creating a generation of children who will be socially awkward and conditioned to fear their fellow man? No. Am I concerned that I'm contributing to an impending socialist technocracy that will enslave the global population? Not even a little bit. Am I concerned that my mask is symbolic of my compliance to the social conditioning that will eventually lead to the forced vaccination of every man, woman, and child on planet Earth? Not a chance! And why am I not concerned, you ask? I'm not concerned because I decided a long time ago that shallow, insignificant gestures are a much easier way to showcase my morality than actually being moral. Because in order to be a real good person, I gotta stand up to a real bad person. And I don't like standing up to or for anything. I've decided that it's much easier to trick my own mind into thinking compliance is a virtue instead of what compliance actually is. Cowardice. I prefer to float through life completely ignorant to the fact that every socialist takeover has always begun in the exact same way. With government overreach, public shaming, censorship, and a toilet paper shortage. Don't believe me? Google toilet paper shortage in communist Russia. Did you think you were having a unique experience? I prefer to pretend history never repeats itself so that I can stand by and turn a blind eye every time history repeats itself. I prefer to call anyone who speaks up, fights back, or stands their ground a lunatic or a conspiracy theorist so that I don't feel obligated to do my own research. Research takes away from me time. And lastly, I prefer to put on my mask and stand among a sea of masks so that I never have to be seen, be free, or reveal the deep dark shadows that lurk within me.
Oh, just wear the damn mask. You hear what they say. Just take the damn vaccine. Just take the damn microchip. Very, very slippery slope, isn't it? And it's a slippery slope in Melbourne, where they just had another draconian lockdown based again on a spike in cases, which could be traced back to one particular incident. It's not a widespread phenomenon. And yet in Melbourne, hundreds of police were deployed to surround tower blocks to enforce coronavirus lockdown. And not just police, from the images that I saw, they had National Guard out there. Within minutes of this government announcement, they had literal police surrounding residential tower blocks to stop people escaping. Residents of the state of Victoria, in which Melbourne is located, were told, quote, where you slept last night is where you'll need to stay for the next 6 weeks. So bad luck if you were staying in a hotel in Melbourne last week or earlier this week, because you have to stay there for the next 6 weeks. They have a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. They have fines which have now been increased to $5,000 for flouting any of these new guidelines. They have police equipped with number plate recognition cameras to catch and fine anyone not complying with the new rules. And now we have this headline, Melbourne lockdown, police can enter homes without a warrant to carry out spot checks. And maybe we'll be seeing this in the United States soon, given that we've started to hear noises about enforcing mask wearing indoors. Police in Melbourne, Australia now have the power to enter people's homes without a warrant and perform spot checks to enforce compliance with new coronavirus lockdown rules. They declared a state of disaster in response to a spike in coronavirus cases. And Premier of the state, Daniel Andrews, told residents, we can no longer have people simply out and about for no good reason whatsoever. So the police literally now have the power in Australia to come to your house and check that you're in there, check that you're basically under house arrest. It's basic house arrest situation in Melbourne right now. Meanwhile, in Sweden, which didn't lock down at all, and which actually trusted its citizens to carry out sensible advice at the peak of the coronavirus pandemic, which the media said would be a complete disaster and lead to hundreds of thousands of deaths, well, look what happened. We were right once again, and Newsweek is having to admit it. With the headline, Sweden, which never had lockdown, sees COVID-19 cases plummet as rest of Europe suffers spike. Of course, because they had general transmission, which built up herd immunity. So amid fears over a potential second wave of the novel coronavirus across Europe, new infections in Sweden, where full lockdown measures were not implemented, have mostly declined since late June. The number of new cases per 100,000 people in Sweden reported over the last 14 days since July 29
dropped by 54% from the figure reported over 14 days prior to then, according to the latest report Wednesday from the WHO. So no lockdowns in Sweden, no crippling of their economy, no children out of school, or at least very few, which of course ruins their education, makes them ill, unhappy, depressed, makes their parents depressed, really causes drastic harm when you keep children out of school for any length of time. They didn't do any of that. They didn't enforce the wearing of masks, and now they are in a perfect position. The rest of Europe apparently suffering a spike. The actual spike is minimal, but Sweden's cases are plummeting. They did not lock down. We were proven right once again. Netherlands refuses to mandate masks. Sweden says they are pointless. I discussed that earlier. The top epidemiologist in Sweden says that the masks are completely pointless. Government of the Netherlands says it's not going to enforce it because it doesn't have any benefit whatsoever. Meanwhile, in the UK and the US, we have Karens literally walking around screaming, spitting, snarling in people's faces, macing them in the face, throwing coffee over them for not being the good people. Absolutely incredible. Shifting topics, Breitbart reports migrant boat shadowed into British waters by French ships. French ships were seen apparently escorting illegal migrants in small boats across the English Channel again on Tuesday. We've had 3,000 of these migrants enter into the country this year alone. Meanwhile, we're being told we have to quarantine and be under house arrest if we come back from holiday in Spain. But our own government, which supposedly was elected to reduce immigration, is literally providing a taxi service for migrants of unknown origin, unknown documentation, to flood into the country on a daily basis, and nothing is being done about it. Why is that important? Well, because in numerous cases, migrants who exploited the refugee wave to get into Europe went on to commit massive terror attacks which killed a bunch of people. I flash back to this headline. Navy rescued Manchester bomber Salman Abedi from war-torn Libya 3 days before deadly terror attack. This was the guy who literally bombed a pop concert full of children, massacring dozens. We rescued him by boat from Libya. This is what happens. Another headline. Seven of the nine jihadis involved in the Paris terror attacks entered Europe through Hungary, pretending to be refugees. Headline out of CNN. And this is all admitted back in 2016. They probably wouldn't admit to it now. Passport linked to terrorists complicates Syrian refugee crisis. They found a passport used by one of the bombers in Paris of that horrific attack which killed, 200 people. And it was of a Syrian refugee. He did faked or stolen a passport. We're importing these people, our supposedly conservative government, on a daily basis. Meanwhile, they're telling us we have to quarantine under house arrest if we go on holiday. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Summit.news coming up next. War Room with Owen Schroyer. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.